changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today's inspiration and advice come from Chicken Soup for the Soul. Tough times won't last, but tough people will. So one of the topics we cover in that book is redemption and how it's possible to come back from a big mistake or self-destructive behavior and become a new, better version of yourself. In a really dramatic example of that, let me share John Apple's story with you. So John starts his story by telling us that he was lying on a gurney in a hospital and he felt metal handcuffs clicking onto his wrists. Why? Because he had gotten blackout drunk, driven more than 30 miles in that state, and then flown through the air at more than 80 miles per hour and collided with a vehicle holding four people. They were all injured, as was he, and now he was lying there in pain, listening to his Miranda rights being read to him. At age 22, in handcuffs, with his future destroyed, John says, "I quickly learned that no matter what happens in your life, the world keeps moving forward with or without you." That weekend, 4 days after I was released from jail, I returned to campus and took my final exams for the fall semester. I passed them all, but then put school out of my mind. I had a situation on my hands. So John was a full-time accounting student, a part-time salesman at one of the major wireless carriers, and a competitive power lifter. He had an internship and a fruitful career path ahead of him at one of the big four accounting firms. And he wasn't a big drinker. That night had been an aberration. John says this, "By the time the next semester rolled around, my hobbies had become attending AA meetings, going to rehab, and trying not to break down every time thoughts of the people I had injured came to mind." It turned out he was diagnosed with bipolar disorder and obsessive compulsive disorder, and he had been having a manic episode when he was drinking, a recipe for catastrophe. So now John had destroyed four people's lives, destroyed his future career hopes, and needed to come to grips with his mental health challenge. When COVID sent John home to do his classes online, he spent his extra time reading. He read fiction that taught him empathy, how to see the world from someone else's point of view. He read accounts of tragedy, such as Viktor Frankl's Man's Search for Meaning, which taught him two things: that people throughout history had gone through trials even more difficult than his own, and that he had to find some meaning in the middle of his calamity. Then John took a semester off to go and serve his prison sentence, something inconceivable in his old life. He says, "What do you do when your plans are dashed, your future uncertain, and your faith in yourself is shaken? You stand up straight with your shoulders back. You do the next right thing. You lift your eyes to the mountain you must climb, and you climb it one rock at a time. What once seemed insurmountable will in time become manageable. On the other side of your mountain, you will find the path leading you where you need to go." He also says you have to find a new version of yourself, and that coming so close to dying and almost causing the death of others as well have shown him what truly matters. And it's not money or status or material possessions. Now John writes, and he shares his story with the world in hopes of helping others facing similar challenges to feel less alone. Now, Maura Showerman wasn't hurting anyone but herself when she went through her challenge as a young adult. She was 16 years old, and she had an eating disorder, and she knew it was killing her. One night, she was sitting on her bedroom floor looking at herself in the mirror and crying. She had just vomited up her dinner for the umpteenth time. When she looked in the mirror, she could see that the light inside her was gone. She was trapped in a cage of her own making. That's when she made a deal with the universe. If her dad happened to get up that very moment from the couch and walk past her room, she would tell him everything. And he did. He got up, and she was paralyzed. But then she did it. She said, "Dad, I have an eating disorder and I need help." Her father burst out crying and responded, "I love you. We will get through this together." Maura says, "Tears can catch you in their current, and tears can feel a lot like hope if you learn to ride the wave." Everything changed after that moment. Maura's days consisted of therapy sessions, doctor appointments, blood tests, dietitian sessions, meal checks, and so on. It would take years, but she recovered. And now, 10 years later, she is a therapist. She tells us about sitting across from a 16-year-old client who manages to whisper, "I need help," as if the words alone will destroy her, not save her. And Maura helps her and says it's like looking into a time-warped mirror. She joins her young client in the darkness and tries to make some light for her from the light that Maura rediscovered in herself. She tells the girl, "We will get through this together. I cannot take the steps for you, but I can walk the path alongside you. I have walked it before, and I know where it leads. I will light your path while you lead the way." So we began that story with a great quote from the author and artist Christine Mason Miller. "At any given moment, you have the power to say, 'This is not how the story is going to end.'" I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories. If you'd like to learn more about Chicken Soup for the Soul, Tough Times Won't Last, But Tough People Will, go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button. You'll see the book there, and you can check out the front and back covers and read more about it. And you'll find the book wherever books are sold, including Walmart, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, and Amazon. If you want to read stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, you can sign up for our daily newsletter and get a free story in your email inbox every day. There will be lots of stories from our other new books in the coming weeks. Just head to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the newsletter sign-up option. You can also follow me on Twitter, where my handle is at Amy Newmark, and you'll see links to our free stories and to this podcast. And please come back for our next episode for 5 more inspirational stories from this book about tough times and tough people. We'll be looking at 5 role models for weathering tough times and what we can learn from them.